So, hope you're all hanging in there. It can be a pretty full-on day and intensive, but it's a concentrated form of satsang, as I said initially. And the benefits of this will continue to unfold throughout the coming days and weeks and maybe even months. So I'm going to do some self-inquiry in this session, this half-hour session. And just a word really about what self-inquiry is and what it isn't. It's really quite similar to what we were doing in the previous session, where we're looking at what we actually are. So inquiring into the nature of the self, looking into the nature of the self, ourself, rather than thinking about what we are, rather than trying to understand ourselves through thought. We are coming to understand ourselves through direct experience of what we really are. And I just want to go a different angle into the self-inquiry today, and just beginning with the understanding that there are no final answers in self-inquiry. It's kind of the one of the central messages I'm kind of always saying, is that there's no finish line here in awakening. There's just an ever-deepening understanding of what we really are, which results in more peace and all the things that we want. So letting go of any need for any final answers, we might begin to experience some quite definitive answers. And our inquiry is ongoing and continuous, like our meditation in a way, constantly looking as much as we can at what we really are, rather than thinking about ourselves or only referencing what we think is happening. So what actually is our self? Have we explored to the fullness that we're capable of right now, what we really are? And I just want to start then by looking at the different ways that we can perceive right now. So right now, you are using your senses located in your body to understand these words, to hear these words, and to see the image on the screen that you're looking at or whatever device you're using. So right now, you're using your senses to take in information. So you can easily and effortlessly do that. It's not costing you any energy to listen, or it's not hard work to see what's on the screen, the image. And if you look at the room around you, you just easily see everything that's in your view. And also, as we were saying before, we also see those subtle forms effortlessly. You effortlessly know if there's thoughts, emotions, or disturbance in the body. You effortlessly know and see, in a way, if something is hot or cold, you immediately know the difference. You don't have to think about it. So you are using all of your senses to experience the world, to experience yourself right now. That comes with having a human body. They come with the five senses. But there is also another way that you can perceive yourself right now. And perhaps it's so undervalued or undernoticed, or in a way obvious to us, that we might not have recognized the significance of it. Usually what's most important in awakening is valued the least. So right now you can see your hand, your body, the room that you're sitting in with your senses, and you can also perceive that your body is surrounded by empty space. That right here in between my hands is formlessness, that which is not a thing, that thing that we were just that thing, but that not a thing that we were just looking at in a previous session that we found experientially to be ourselves, to whatever degree we've seen that right now. So you can make a choice to look at forms. By using your form, you see forms, shapes, objects. And also, you can notice that there is something that isn't a thing right now, whether we call it empty space, whether we call it formlessness, nothingness. There is something here that I cannot grasp with my hand. I can't see it with my eyes because it's invisible. It has no smell and it has no texture or taste or anything. So right now I can know there is something here, empty space, around the body that is not a thing. So already you can experience form and formlessness. And just to recognize that inherently you've had that capacity forever. But maybe our attention has been trained to value form more than formlessness, based on the idea that you are a form. You are this body, or whichever body you're listening to this in, is what you are. That's the idea. Once we buy that idea, then we begin to value the things we can see through our senses more than the formlessness that the body is appearing in. So already, if this big struggle to awakening is to come to a point where we perceive our formless nature, then we've really just done that in 5 minutes. And if you can see that you can effortlessly switch between the two, already you have that capability. Noticing the empty space in the room, you didn't have to get ready to do that. You didn't have to work up to it. You didn't have to change or become anything to do it. Inherent within you already is the capacity to notice form and formlessness. When you notice formlessness, you don't do that with your eyes, do you, or with your mind? It's just a kind of a knowing, the forethought that it's here. You can't be knowing it with your senses, as we said, because it's not visible, it's not tangible. And also, you can effortlessly switch to looking at forms again. I can look at the objects in this room just as easily as I can notice there's also formlessness here too. So right there, when you really grasp that, already you've had this capability. It's inherent within you. Perhaps so much it's always been there that you can notice formlessness that you've never actually recognized that you can effortlessly switch between the two. And also recognizing that we've had this idea in the past that the formlessness is less important, of less value than the forms. So we tend to ignore it. We come into a room, we look at the objects in the room, we look at the people, the bodies in the room, and completely ignore the space in the room because it's not noted as relevant to mind. It's not interesting to mind because it's not changing or moving. So already you are seeing formlessness and form. Whenever you choose, you can switch again right back now. Notice the empty space in the room. Didn't take any time to switch back. You know it's here. Effortlessly, you know it. You know form and formless. And it's so natural to you that you may not have realized the full implications of that. Can you be then only form or only formless? What are you then if you can perceive form and formlessness just by a simple shift of focus. When I look through my physical form, I see forms and shapes. When I look without my physical form, I see formlessness. There seems to be now two ways you can perceive form and forms, through the body and the senses or without. So stay with me here. Again, you might find that something just wants to drift off and doesn't really want to look at this because it is breaking through some core assumptions that we've had about ourselves, that there's something different now to me than the Buddha. That my experience is different to the Buddha's. If I was sat next to the Buddha, there'd be some difference between us. But wouldn't the Buddha also be noticing forms and formlessness? And has that really hit you, the impact of that, that you can already see that is intangible? And you can already notice it's here. If you notice form and formless, are you limited to either one? Can you be limited to either one? If all you were was the body and mind, then you could see these shapes and forms, but you wouldn't be able to perceive the nothingness, the formlessness. If all you are, is the formlessness, then you wouldn't have this body and senses to perceive the forms. You wouldn't have that capability either. So mustn't there be some part of you that is already before and beyond the body, and you're showing up as this body, effortlessly using both? Maybe you haven't fully let that hit you. This journey back to recognizing the formlessness isn't really a journey for you at all. It's a journey for the mind. What does it mean then for you and for your awakening if you can already perceive formlessness? Is there any further for you to go? Well, maybe just to prove that form and formless are the same thing. Maybe that's all that's left then, just to clear up this one last assumption. That when I have a body and I look through my senses, it looks like there's two options. Right now it looks like there's two options, that I can see forms or formless. Which one of those is permanent? Which one of those is going to last? Which one of those is going to always be here? My senses, my body will not always be here. So is there really two? Am I really looking at forms if the formlessness is the only thing that's always here? Maybe formlessness looks like shapes and forms when I look at it through my senses, through my mind. Maybe while the body's here, there seems to be two options. And I can come to realize they're not really two, they're actually one. That maybe the categories of form and formless only really exist while I have a brain to think about them. Maybe in reality there's just emptiness of being, and where it's vibrating and perceptible to senses and where it isn't. So thinking this way, investigating this way, may give you a completely different reference point for the rest of your awakening. There's very much an already so-ness about you. This thing that we all think is extraordinarily hard to do, to recognize the nature of reality, we're doing right here. There's emptiness, and then there's emptiness appearing as fullness, as somethingness. And already you have the capacity to recognize both. Already. And you didn't have to be worthy of it, did you? You didn't have to give up your karmic patterns either. You didn't need to do any practice before we saw the formlessness. You didn't need to purify anything. You just simply switched effortlessly the mode of perception. If I ask you now to notice the empty space in the room, you see it effortlessly and easily. What are you then? Are you still able to believe that you are on a journey back somewhere? That you're getting there, that you're almost there, or that you're not anywhere near there? And suddenly, instead of following the compass needle that's pointing north, you find you are the north on that compass, already so. Now, if it's anything, if your journey is anything like mine, it might take you a while to really fully get the impact of this. It took me a little while to recognize what this really means, that I am absolutely, utterly free already. That when I perceive through my mind and my senses, and I listen to my mind, it tells me I have a long way to go before I am like the Buddha. When I actually look at myself directly, recognize I can perceive form and formless already, then I don't find any particular difference between me and Krishna and the Buddha. Again, if we take our reference point to be what we can prove, like we just have in this session, then all you'll find, you'll keep coming back to this end point right now of I'm free already. Only when I entertain my mind do I seem to have further to go. Only when I only perceive through mind and senses do I seem to be someone on a journey back to awakening. When I start to really understand what this means, that I can already effortlessly work with form and formless. Then something beautiful begins to dawn inside, a total relaxation of any efforting to get anywhere at all. Perhaps just a confirmation for a little while that I can already recognize form and formless, and a confirmation that I'm seeing the formlessness from formlessness. I'm not using my body, my senses, or my mind. You can check that out right now. How are you perceiving the emptiness, the empty space? Are you using your senses? Are you using your mind? Are you thinking about the empty space, or do you just know before thought that it's here? Where are you looking from then? Where are you situated, located, if you can effortlessly look without the body and mind already? So this may all seem confusing, or it may seem clear, or it may seem very, very far away to understand this. But just to keep checking this out as we've done in this session, whatever mind is saying about this process is going to begin to become less and less important or relevant. And you be wide open to the realization that you are utterly free already. That we only suffer when we're looking through the form only, or looking at the formlessness only. When we're trying to exclude something, some way of perceiving about ourselves, then we will suffer. If your real nature is permanent and everywhere, then it must be available right now. And I hope you're having a taste of it right now. Anytime you want, you can shift your attention to the formlessness. Sometimes it goes back to form, to thoughts, out of habit. And particularly to those thoughts that there's further to go. But this investigation here that we're doing is just blowing that out of the water. Where else is there for you to go then, to perceive? What do you need to do now? Sometimes you'll find yourself looking at thought forms or experiences or emotions. Sometimes you'll find yourself looking at formlessness directly. That's the only thing that's changing, isn't it? Which mode of perception you're using currently. So just relaxing into that. Does it matter, really, if you spend half the day looking at thoughts and then remember about the formlessness? Not so much, really. You'll have a nicer experience if you focus on the formlessness more. But does that mean that you're not there yet? So this might be a very different way to do self-inquiry than you've done before. And maybe the full implication of it hasn't fully hit you yet. And that's okay. Just being curious, what does this mean then? What does this mean for me that I can already perceive form and formless? That I can already do what I thought I had to work up to? Where does that leave me now? How much further do I have to travel now?